Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Man, we'll get to Jalen Knoll. Seth, the replay of the Astros game is on in studio. The strides that Cam Smith has made in the last couple of months as a professional hitter are it's remarkable the speed with which he is advancing here and becoming a guy. Didn't put him in the circle of trust earlier, but he's on the fringe right now. But he is he's going to be something else, man. When he gets it all figured out, because it's man, the physical tools are woof. Man.
Well, there's just so little to really complain about. Jordan was the extreme example of a guy who had also been in the minors for a long time already, but came in his rookie year. Remember, you were just kind of waiting for the moment where Jordan saw the adjustments that pitchers were going to make for the first time.
Yeah.
And then they made some adjustments and he adjusted and there was just never a blip. It was just smooth and steady. But he also had a lot of professional baseball experience, where with Cam, it's less than a year of professional baseball experience.
No minor league. I mean, yeah, Jordan was this novelty in the minor leagues that we were only hearing about that was just tearing the cover off the ball. And we're like, when are you bringing this guy up? And then you're right. They brought him up. And I mean, go look at his rookie year numbers. He only played like 80-something games. He had like 80 RBIs, 78 RBIs in like 80 games.
Yeah, and I mean, in the course of at first, you know, he struggled for a while. But then you go in, you start to look at his splits for the last couple of months, and May hit 307 with a 788 OPS, above average baseball player.
Yeah.
In June, he's hitting 321 with an 874 OPS.
Yeah.
These last couple of games have helped that a lot. We'll see where that is, but that's a very good Major League Baseball player who's also playing right field, playing outfield for the first time in his life.
At a high level, by the way. At a high level playing the outfield.
And unlike Kyle Tucker, you've got 5 years of control left after this year.
Yeah. That's fun.
Cubs better win a World Series, man. Cubs better win a World Series.
Or retain Tucker, you know, or keep him, you know.
Even then, though, even if they retain Tucker, do you really think that he's going to keep up that same level of play? I mean, he hasn't been the same guy in the last couple months that he was in the first month of the season.
No, I'm just saying to keep the natives at bay up in Chicago, like it needs to be one or the other or both.
Well, right now, and we're talking about it like it was a one-player trade. Yeah. If it was just Cam Smith for Kyle Tucker at this point, I'd say, okay, cool.
Yeah,
you know what? Good move. But, oh, wait, there was more?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. The guy who's going to be an all-star at third base.
Yeah.
So, no, it's been good. Good job, Dana. Yeah, no, you had a pitcher in that deal that went out with Tommy John surgery a month into the season, and the deal is still an amazing deal for the Astros.
Yeah.
You know, because the other two guys are doing great things. Jalen Knoll, third-round pick for the Texans, wide receiver. He was on the St. Brown podcast. That would be Amon-Ra St. Brown and Equanimeous St. Brown, the two St. Brown brothers. Good podcast, fun conversations, wide receivers on there most of the time. Okay. This is where Jalen Knoll probably gets the everyman on his side when it comes to, as you pointed out, Seth, this kid is very likable. Very likable. Very normal.
He said like four things that I would have disliked him for if he weren't so likable.
If he weren't so likable,
This planning on settling down in Dallas one day. Oh, but it's because his fiance is from there.
Yeah, we got to.
And that's before this interview was when I think he had been through maybe rookie minicamp, and that's it. So
yeah,
he hasn't had time to really learn about the city.
About Houston, yeah. So they asked him about, hey, you know, what are you gonna do? You gonna buy a house, car? What are you doing with your signing bonus?
With the signing bonus that you're getting, what's your first purchase? Like, what's your first big purchase?
Oh, man, if I don't get like a furniture deal or something, I'm gonna get some nice furniture.
Okay.
Furnish the crib.
So you're getting a crib though? That would be, you're buying a crib?
Renting. I won't buy until a second contract.
Right.
But yeah, I guess crib go into it, some furniture.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep my little Toyota Camry for a little.
You got a Toyota Camry?
Yeah, 2021 red interior. So that's it's good enough.
I respect that.
That'd be tough.
Yeah, for sure.
Big Camry.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Not a big. I mean, you have some jewelry on, but you're.
Yeah, no, I'm not like. This isn't
just
like,
some calm.
Yeah, calm.
Yeah, some calm.
Real calm.
I feel that.
Yeah,
I like it. Like nothing crazy.
Yeah,
stack up bread.
What you got on your wrist?
This is nothing crazy. This is like a fake Rolex.
I know it's not fake, but hey,
it's fake. Nothing crazy.
I want to get a Rolex.
Well, if it was Amon Ross showing it off, he's gotten his money.
But his Camry, he's going to keep his Camry.
Yeah.
Sean, Longhorns will remember Tony Bracken's defensive end.
Yeah.
I played with him my first few years in the league, and Bracken's was still driving his Camry that I think he'd had in high school.
Yeah.
And he was single. Like, he was like, Bracken's was a good dude. He grew up on a ranch, you know, like he was just driving his cam, as he called it. And I love that Jalen Knoll, big purchase. He's not even upgrading over his Camry. Now, I know Camrys can be kind of pimped out these days, but still. They asked him about what he likes to do, and he said he brought up fishing.
Yeah.
Because he and Jaden Higgins fish together.
Yeah.
He likes to cook with his fiance and pretty much and lift weights. He loves lifting. That's the other thing we learned. Like, this is – and for a guy who's very small but benched 23 reps of 225 at the combine, which is a very good number for any size wide receiver, he's got all of those traits that I think that this had a lot of people looked at. A lot of people from outside of Houston thought that the Jalen Knoll draft pick might have been the best value in the draft.
Yeah.
That there are a lot of things to like about him aside above and beyond just his speed and wide receiving ability.
Yep.
Yeah. You watch 20 minutes of this interview and you're like, this is the greatest kid ever. Classic, like, oh, I would adopt this kid. Yes.
Yeah.
This kid would make my children better.
Well,
I need to upgrade.
And we're gonna play a little more audio. We're gonna upgrade.
I would never say that.
No, yeah. Me neither. But it's a valid notion. We're gonna play some more audio here in a second, but I think what's relevant about that is this. Keep in mind, this was a player that a lot of the draft experts thought the Texans hit a home run on by getting him where they did. All the post-draft articles that said best pick, worst pick by each team, power rank the team's picks, and things like that, almost universally the consensus was that Jalen Knoll was the best pick on the Texans. I'm guessing that assessment was made, Seth, even without the benefit of interviews like this. They're just doing it based on what they saw in the film and what he could do at the next level, and he probably got downgraded because of his size.
I like this next answer he gave, Sean, because this, even as a 50-year-old man, I don't know if I would have come up with the answer that the interviewer was looking for at the combine. They asked him about if he got any weird, wacky combine questions in the interviews. The
question that kind of threw me off the most is, like, what do you dislike most about football?
Right.
And so that made me think.
They asked me that too.
I said injuries. Injuries. Like, that's a real thing. Though, yeah.
That is like such a question.
It is.
It's a fair question because there's two things they're going to assess. One is the guy smart enough to even know he's supposed to give a diplomatic answer?
Right.
It's supposed to be like, what's your greatest weakness? I care too much.
Yeah.
Like, okay, just give me the standard cliche. I don't know, man. In my moment, I could still totally see somebody asking me that and me saying something like, man, some of these coaches be stupid as hell. You know, you get stuck with a really stupid coach. It's rough, man.
Yeah.
Going through all that. I can't help myself. That's a good one. That is a great way to take, hey, what's your least favorite part of football? Oh, losing. I hate losing.
Yeah.
Injuries, because I got to be out there with the guys. That is the correct answer.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I know yes. The other bit of advice that you would give prospects going to the combine is that when they ask you, tell me some adversity that you've overcome in your career, your advice would be to have an answer. Have some form of adversity. For those who don't know, they asked you that, Seth, and you...
They asked me that, and I didn't want to... No, I had answers. I just didn't want to come off like a whiny little bitch.
Right.
So they said, like, what's some adversity you've overcome? I'm like, no, everything's been pretty cool. Problems here. And the guy was like, really? And I'm like, yep, nope. I can't complain about anything.
No.
I'm not going to sit here and whine and lay out like some sob story. You know why that happened? I remember the other day. I got to call this guy up. It was a college teammate of mine who was on a job interview. And the interviewer asked him the same question. Like, what was some adversity you've overcome? And he told a story that I still to this day think was a good story to tell. His mom, the police had raided his mom's house. And like arrested her and searched it because they had the wrong house. But it was like, it blew all up. Everybody in the neighborhood knew that the cops were busting in the house and everything. And the interviewer actually told my friend Doug, listen, just some advice. That's probably not the story you want to tell. And to this day, I'm still like, why? Do you not want interesting storytellers?
Right.
I thought that was a great story. But that had happened to my friend Doug like the year before. I was at the combine, and in my mind, I'm thinking, like, I don't know. Apparently, they don't want interesting stories, and I don't want to come off like some whiner, so I'm just going to say, nope, nothing.
So your buddy's job interview is what planted the seed for you in your job interview with the NFL
Some D-bag, white-collar, just a non-personality jerk didn't think it was a good story. It was an awesome story. I wish I could remember all the details. It was an awesome story that you should tell at every job interview.
The downside with that is you have legitimately good stories about that, like adversity-type stories. Like
the adversity-type stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't whine about it, though.
I would have given you a high grade if you brought up any of the stories you brought up on this show. If you brought it
problem,
up,
problem though. Usually, when I bring up my stories of adversity, I think it's hilarious. But then, as I told you, counselors and our radio audience don't always think it's a therapist. Don't think it's nearly as funny.
They don't think it's as funny. Like,
why is this quartered psychologist not laughing at this? It's hilarious.
It's hysterical. My dad's restaurant burned to the ground.
And it wasn't, to call it a restaurant is a little bit ambitious. But
pile of ashes now.
My dad's food shack.
Food shack. Yeah. Food shack.
I'm going to tell you about the time my dad was had an underground pot growing operation.
Yeah, legit
literally
story.
Underground. That's ambition right there.
Hell yeah.
He had a bunker.
Yeah.
He had a damn bunker.
When you move your operation underground, that's ambition. That is motivation. We were discussing the what we perceive to be the possible demise of cocaine as at least a drug that people get arrested for these days.
Yeah.
Text message. My favorite dive bar has something to say about your notion that coke is being phased out.
I thought about that as I was saying. I was like, okay, it's coming to this one. It's a more it's a upper middle class to upper class drug, and somehow weirdly they don't tend to be as many arrests for that stuff.
That's weird. It's strange.
Very
strange.
It's weird. Yeah.
Someone watching on the YouTube. Nice shirts, guys. Guess y'all are having a boy.
We coordinated. We're both wearing H-Town blue this
Seth
morning.
And I pop up on each other's screen this morning, like, hey, how you doing there?
Nothing homerish about this.
No, man. Yeah. We're ready for football season, man. We're ready to run through a wall for Damon Arnett. All right, Payne and Pendergast. Hey, speaking of the Texans, all quarter century team by ESPN just came out for the NFL. They did a 53-man roster and a coaching staff. Four Houston Texans made it. We'll tell you who they are. See if you can guess in your own mind who they are. We'll do that coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.